Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Holy crap, that's a big dildo. Tony from the Twitter actually said he was from Mulvane, Kansas. I'm sure he's one of our T95 listeners. The Sooner Schooner has turned over once before, I believe 93 against Colorado. I was in attendance for both. It's on you, Tony. He saw them both live. Did you laugh, by the way, Tony? Let us know that.
And
Puss just retweeted it out, yeah.
Farmer Puss.
That almost looks more brutal.
It does. That guy. Because
there's a guy in the back of the suit, yeah.
He's on top.
No, but there's a guy inside there, too. So look at the legs hanging out the back. Yeah. Somebody had to get hurt on that one. The second one is on Twitter, too. Pharma Puss put that up. Thank you, Pharma Puss. My favorite part is that the different Twitters that we have, Pharma Puss, there's a bunch of fan sites out there, is when they just tweet something out that has something to do with whatever they're feeling. You know, like... Like Pharma, they'll say, "I don't think this is right to invade something, something, Pharma Puss." So, not I'm all about the show. Some of them just about their own personal stuff.
We are celebrating the birthday of Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher.
Well, a lot of guys are celebrating that, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is certainly a thing.
She'd have been what, by the way, because she's dead.
She was born in 56.
She even died a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was.
Has it been that long?
63?
Yeah.
Am I off on my math?
None of us are even trying to figure it out.
Yeah, we're not even trying.
I'm not even thinking about what the math is, so we'll just let you go.
Eh, hell with it. We'll just run with that.
Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
Director Quentin Tarantino refusing to cave to China's demands that he recut his film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
What was it they don't like?
Yeah. The Hollywood Reporter says that China is upset at the portrayal of Bruce Lee, and they canceled the release of the film in the country because of it.
China, I saw a story yesterday that should scare everybody. China is, their government wants to scrub anything bad about China on the internet.
Yeah.
And they could possibly do it because they got that kind of cash and that kind of technology.
Well, and they have that kind of control.
Right. No, I'm talking about for the rest of us to see. They want to try to get... It was too in-depth. Like my brain was frying when I started reading it. But they might be able to do it everywhere.
So they want control of the world wide web, not just what goes over in China.
Exactly, right. Good for Tarantino. You know, I like that he did that.
Yeah, the scene there, Leo DiCaprio character. I also... kicks Bruce Lee's ass.
Yeah, I just it's
and apparently Bruce, Bruce Lee's is
family,
a prick.
And the Bruce Lee's family was all mad too. But you know what? It is just it's Tarantino. The other two people are fake. It's a time period. We get it, but the story's not a true story.
No,
right.
I mean, it's kind of based on. There's some true stuff going
around them, but yeah. Those two, the two guys that the main two characters.
But they take a lot of liberties with that story. Yeah. Don't want to give it up, but the Manson family doesn't do the damage that they do in that movie that they did in real life.
All right.
But the Manson family is involved.
It is time once again for the Orionid.
Yeah. The Manson family hasn't bitched and said, "Hey, you made Charlie look bad.
Yeah.
You made Charlie look bad."
Or some other members of the Manson family.
Well, they're all.
Yeah. They weren't portrayed as good people in that movie either.
Yeah, when they joined that cult, you know, we see that today.
The Orionid meteor shower. It's time for that.
Always happens during a school night.
I know.
Yeah? It's true.
Stay up and tape it.
The Orion shower strikes the Earth's atmosphere with dozens of pieces per hour left behind by Halley's Comet.
That's one of those things that you got to witness live. It doesn't quite come off that well
on the screen,
on the DVR.
The best glimpse should be tonight, after midnight.
School night.
You ain't making that.
No.
When Orion is most visible.
Well, first of all, you ain't making midnight on a non-school night.
Probably not.
And I'm not either.
It is visible with the naked eye from anywhere on Earth. However, the best spot in the U.S. to watch will be from the central and southwestern parts of the country. So go there if you want to see.
We are in the central part of the country.
We am.
Talking about she dick
we're talking
tonight, man.
To the central part of the country.
Right. So go there if you want to see the Orionid.
But it's a chore. You kind of actually got to get away from the city lights. You got to find a place where
You and Craig can go. You went and saw the eclipse of the sun. Where you
yeah, that was during the day.
That was the middle of the day.
And you had time. That's right. Pick up Craig tonight and head out and just come to work afterwards. You can do it.
Nah, it kind of screws up our rhythm.
Yeah, yeah they'll both be worthless tomorrow if they do that.
Yeah, Todd and I are on the rhythm method.
We are. The circadian rhythm method.
If it's dark at like 6:30, yeah. So I mean.
You're right. It is dark at 6:30.
Yeah, but he said midnight. Yeah. Doesn't kick in until midnight.
That's the best viewing time.
Yeah, yeah. And you can see it by 7.
9:30.
Right? Yeah, right. You can see it by 9.
It's called what?
Orionid.
So it would be in the constellation of Orion.
Yeah.
You're looking that direction.
Yes.
That's pretty easy to spot.
Well, let me know how it works out for you. That sounds like fun, though, you and Craig going somewhere. What's about having fun earlier? Picking you up at midnight, Craig?
That doesn't sound like fun.
Good. We were talking about fun stuff earlier, what you consider fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tom would have fun.
The least fun age, apparently, is
45.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And then it gets better after that.
Well, or worse.
But we have also talked about the U-shape of happiness
right.
and age.
Yes.
We're happier, younger, and older, and in the middle, we are less so.
Yeah, and 45 is in the middle.
It is.
For adults, if you don't count the first 10 years of your life.
Yeah, right? It works out that way.
That does make sense.
If all those things are true,
yeah.
Because you're burdened with responsibilities and obligations.
Yeah.
The moment.
Kids.
That's a bad show.
It is.
Responsibilities and obligations.
Nobody wants to think about that show in the morning.
Nobody wants to wake up and listen to those guys. Those guys suck.
Yeah, they're depressing.
You're right.
Chicago's police superintendent is admitting that he had a couple of drinks before.
They probably have some doctor on that's always yelling at you to get your flu shot.
Yeah. But those guys are responsible, and they're boring, too.
Yeah.
Chicago's police department is admitting that he had a few drinks before he was found asleep behind the wheel of his car last week.
Yeah.
The mayor told the Chicago Sun-Times that Superintendent Eddie Johnson told her he had a couple of drinks with dinner before being found slumped over behind the wheel of his car early Thursday morning last week. Johnson said he'd been feeling lightheaded, so he pulled over. He has now asked for a full internal investigation into himself.
Investigate why I was so ripped.
Of the incident.
I love that.
Our investigation found that you had 6 margaritas, sir.
Yeah.
So they're going to look into that.
I investigated myself last night.
Domino's in Japan has an option.
Fish? Maybe some fish on your pizza besides anchovies?
Halloween roulette pizza.
Ooh.
One of the slices on the pizza spiked with ghost pepper.
You don't know.
No, thank you.
Yeah, the ghost pepper gummies that Petey tried last week.
Yeah, but you'll know immediately when you bite into that.
I like the bit, though. Now, I wouldn't do it here, but I mean, if you're a bunch of people getting some pizza, make sure everybody's an adult. All of a sudden, like the 4-year-old gets it,
and
his face burns off.
Have the chocolate milk standing by,
and you can't tell, right?
No.
I can't tell even by sniffing.
No, because it's a liquid.
Oh, it's
and
a liquid.
And they just kind of drop the liquid on there.
Man, you bite, you sneaky. Bite. One
yeah,
slice.
You've got no idea.
They should do that in the U.S. And if you order it, you order it. You can't bitch, right?
Right.
You didn't tell us that. Well, you order Halloween.
Right.
I like the bit.
The Halloween roulette pizza. Yeah.
Now, if you do that at home when you have friends over and you're making pizza, that's a fun bit.
That would be a fun bit.
Make just sure, don't tell yeah, anybody.
Yeah.
There's one slice
somebody's
in there.
Somebody's really going to be pissed at you, though.
Unless they all agree to play the game.
No,
I don't
no,
think
no,
you tell
no,
them.
No. If they're, if they're grown people, show up at your house, do it. I mean, you're messing with people. I get it, but do it.
Well, it's like when you go out for sushi, you know, and they, every now and again they'll hide just that little piece of wasabi underneath the meat.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You don't know that it's there, and then all of a sudden it just kicks you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think the consequences of the ghost pepper
are much worse than wasabi.
Oh, yeah.
Right? As far as wasabi goes away after the bomb in your brain.
Surprise, still a surprise.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That comes and goes.
Like, most people are going to eat that and all of a sudden just spit out this nasty chunk of pizza. They're still going to have it in their system, though.
Oh, yeah. That ghost pepper stuff lingers.
Right.
It's too late by the time you realize it.
And then somebody, and the person that gets it at your party is going to be the one that bitches the most. Your luck is going to be turned, the whole party's going to go upside down. You shouldn't have done that.
Like that ghost pepper candy you gave us. Petey and I chewed on
Petey knew what he was eating.
Yeah. But we chewed on it for maybe five or six seconds.
I didn't say, Petey, try this candy and mess with him, you know.
And we were done.
Yeah, chewed on it for a while. If your friends are like...
Somebody's going to be a prick about it.
Yeah, if your friends are going to ruin the party, I would just get new friends.
So would I. So would I.
Because if they're going to be a biatch like that,
but somebody's
going to
be a biatch, right.
Yeah, peace out.
Yeah, but if they're your friends, they should know that you're capable of that.
Well, you better be just dudes then, or just or some cool chicks too, because somebody's going to eat that and going to be a dick about it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I'm not saying it's a nice thing to do.
No,
I'm just
no,
saying
no,
it'd be
no,
funny.
No.
Oh, I'm saying it's kind of a dick thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's not dangerous.
But around
it's just hot as hell. You know?
Around the right crowd of friends, you could get away with it.
Right.
No, there's a chance somebody could throw up.
Or somebody's just going to be nastily and just overly pissed. That wasn't cool, dude. You know when you do something, mess with somebody, that wasn't cool, dude, and they leave, and then they're mad at you for weeks. Or somebody's wife eats it. And he's going to act like he's mad because...
Right. Dude, her herpes are flaring up, man. Can't give her spicy food.
That's not what he should yell out.
Sorry, honey.
They can see it.
Is that a common side effect?
I don't know. He just threw it. It was on her lip.
Yeah. I don't know.
The ghost pepper will make your hairpiece flare up.
Hairpiece.
Yeah, I'm guessing if you had some open sores, that would make it all that much worse.
The face scabs would burn
a little. One slice.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, those Japanese are wacky.
Here's the problem, though. I'm sure I'd end up eating it because I eat more than one slice. Most people do. You have to have just everybody gets one slice, like the Russian roulette. Basically, they're not calling it that, right?
No, it's Halloween roulette.
Yeah, it's Halloween roulette.
Authorities say that a psychotherapist, 43-year-old Viking fan from Minnetonka, Johanna Lee Lamb, charged a gentleman $200 an hour for therapy and then made him have sexual intercourse with her.
So where's the problem?
Prostitution?
No.
What she look like?
If I remember correctly, she looked all right.
Well,
it's been a while.
He just
Lamb is L-A-M-M.
Yeah, I got it. And yep, you'd do that.
Well, I've never been to therapy. But I'd consider this.
Yeah, that just could be her method.
The 43-year-old Ms. Lamb.
You. I'll bang it out of you.
Reportedly spent about 8 months taking advantage of the gentleman after he visited her clinic. She was actually the one that called police to say that this unnamed man had sexually assaulted her. She claimed the man would say that they were having a consensual affair. Police officers spoke to the man who said that he and Ms. Lamb had been having a consensual affair, a sexual relationship over several months. He also handed over his phone to the police, and that's where they got her. That contained text messages and audio recordings that are said to back up his claims, according to Fox 9. She was subsequently charged with felony criminal sexual conduct.
Is your therapist a chick, Todd?
I have two.
Okay.
Saying that the sex occurred during the psychotherapy session.
One's a dude, one's a woman.
She's looking at criminal action because her unnamed alleged victim has been described as a, quote, vulnerable adult.
Oh. Well.
End quote. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, a lot of times we assume that's somebody that's incapacitated in some sort.
Pictures
right?
are up.
Okay.
By the Minnesota Department of Human Services, they are the ones that say the victim is a vulnerable adult. During a police interview, she is said to have admitted having a consensual sexual relationship with the man. And then she withdrew her claims that she'd been sexually assaulted. She's currently in jail looking at up to 15 years. Her website says that during sessions, she will listen with compassion and offer observations, insights, or just reflective silence.
Or bone you.
$200 a throw, it ain't bad.
Especially if insurance is taking care of it.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about the insurance part. Yeah.
Mine's just a $30 copay.
I need five.
There you go. That's worth the price of admission.
I need five visits this week. I'm feeling a little down.
I had a friend.
And by town.
Can we schedule something after a sandwich? Yeah.
But I had a friend.
Another one?
In another town I lived in who was going to see a therapist, and they ended up hooking up. And he
well,
was not,
if you do that, though, you lose your career, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Well,
yeah,
that
right.
or you have to break off the professional relationship right. before you have the personal right. relationship.
But no, that didn't happen.
With who?
They didn't. It was still a quote-unquote professional relationship.
Well, yeah, you got to find a new therapist then, too.
Well, I think he did.
Yeah. When did you start boning her? Well, you're vulnerable in those situations. You probably can get a little too close to somebody like that, spilling your guts, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then she took advantage of the dude. And we're very easily taken advantage of.
Yes.
In sexual situations.
With hot women.
We don't trust ourselves.
I'm sure there's a lot of therapists that get involved with their clients.
I don't know about a lot, because a lot of them probably take it more seriously than that. And they don't ever
go
there.
Well, yeah, I'm
going to
say most are pros, but there are some that violate.
I can see how
I wouldn't say a lot.
I can see how it would be easy to have that happen in that situation.
Oh, very easily, but I think a lot of people, but they go, you're the only patient. They have a lot of patients.
Sure.
So that you fall in love with them is no big deal. They get that. You're going to fall in love with me because I'm the guy listening or the chick listening.
It's kind of like a personal
trainer.
We
need therapists to check in on that.
You know, you're in kind of an intimate situation with people.
Well, you are. They're just listening to you. You're just the next guy spilling his guts.
Yeah, but you're also...
Most people are just tired of it. Okay,
you're also the total package, so she's going to fall in love
with you. I'm just saying, I don't think most of them do it. I think probably
happens.
Right.
I bet you that's a situation where things happen, too. A personal trainer, and he is her client.
Well, I remember it's funny, I heard two personal trainers talking once at the gym. They were sitting, they were kind of right near me, both younger dudes. And this is a couple years ago, and I heard one guy talking. They were talking loud enough where I could just hear him. And he said, I started hanging out with her, you know. And the other dude said, dude, you can't do that. He goes, I know, I shouldn't have done that. So I think they even have there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not as a little different working out than therapists.
No, but they're
they can't get arrested for banging some girl they're teaching to do sit-ups.
There's still a code of conduct among them.
Well, I'm sure there is, because they lose their clients that way if you start banging them all.
But in both situations, you're in a very close personal relationship.
Well, and that one is a physical one. They've been all over you and stuff like that.
And I could see how it'd be easy to, you know, just kind of go over
but
the
edge there. One is a hell of a lot more... wrong for your profession.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
Absolutely.
Mental one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you're teaching some chick to do lats, and then you bang her, wah. You know?
You're not going to lose your trainer's license.
No, you're not going to lose your trainer's license. That's what I meant. You're right. You might get a reputation.
Right. You might get a bad Yelp review.
Yeah. We'll take those calls.
Well, and you might lose your gig at whatever gym
you're at.
Because it might be company policy.
Right.
They might not allow you access to that gym anymore.
Bang the housewife. Damn it.
Don't bang the client.
It's upsetting. About 618,000 young people. Todd's not going to like this. About 618,000 young people in the United States are millennial millionaires.
Why won't I like that?
Because you don't seem to like the term millennials. Well, when referring to a group of people.
That's just an age group.
Yeah, no. I understand, but I have brought up the term millennials tend to do this, and Todd has gone off about everybody hating millennials.
Well, when you do a story about millennials tend to do something stupid, then you're right.
Just an age group.
Right, just an age group.
Right, but there's not a lot of positive reportage.
About that age group happens to be called millennials?
About the millennials. Everybody's griping about the millennials.
Usually you'll hear a story of something negative, right? But this is the positive.
But that has to do with...
It's just an age group.
That age group.
Right.
You know, many times that age group is a bunch of idiots. Just like every age group.
That runs through that age group.
Yeah,
right.
you got to run through that.
Yeah, and we were
we've all had to do that.
I am familiar with some fine millennials.
Right.
But they're still idiots a lot of times.
Of course.
We're all idiots that age.
But I object to companies bitching about, our isn't selling very well anymore because of millennials. Well, no, it's because of you.
Millennials are not buying it.
But it seems to be an easy scapegoat. Right. I think I'm with Todd there.
But how are they millionaires?
Because they got a lot of money.
Cash on hand or
Coldwell Banker and Wealth Engine found that nearly half of the population of wealthy young people is growing in California specifically.
Oh, that's because of tech, yeah.
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 Or they might get into real estate. You can make some money selling Southern California
but
real
it's
estate.
Reasons,
a lot of it's tech.
The reason it's really high is tech. Young people,
sure.
Tech, yeah.
And apparently the millennials are going to benefit from what is referred to as the great transfer of wealth. Because right now the largest section of the population is the baby boomers.
Right.
Well, they're going to die.
Yep.
They're going to leave their money to?
Your grandparents are going to die.
Millennials.
Yep.
So they are going to be?
Only if the person above you has money.
Okay, but millennials are expected to inherit trillions from their baby boomer parents in what is referred to as the great transfer of wealth.
Got it. These are all just, obviously generalizations, but that's why they do these studies,
Right.
Because there's a lot of poor millennials we're listening to now with some poor-ass parents,
No question. Tupac under arrest in Tennessee.
He's actually dead.
I thought he was dead.
No.
This guy is 40.
So he got that name before Tupac was famous then. He's 40.
No.
No, Tupac would have been in his mid to late 40s by now, wouldn't
he? Tupac was 27 when he died, and he died in 96.
No, I'm talking about this guy. If he's 40, they give him the name Tupac.
How old was Tupac 40 years ago, I think is the question.
Yeah, Tupac wasn't famous 40 years ago.
No, you're right.
That's what I meant.
You're right.
They didn't name him after this guy. He just happens to have the same name. Right.
Yeah, they would be pretty close in age, I think.
Tupac taken in on a warrant when he lunged at the police with a knife. Tupac Shakur... taken down just before a syringe and meth was found on him.
He changed his name, didn't he?
He's been charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, meth possession, and unlawful drug paraphernalia.
This guy is so white.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the story. He changed his name, didn't he?
He's been in trouble before any number of times, and we've mentioned his name because his name is Tupac.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, Tupac would have been 48.
And this guy wasn't born Tupac Shakur, was he? He changed his name legally,
I'm guessing
right?
So.
I haven't looked into it.
All right.
Yeah, but he kicked in.
Yeah. You can still have a stage name and don't change it. Like Big Pussy's not his legal name.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't think he was going to have any kids.
Yeah, his name is not Big.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.